I don't say a word. She doesn't say a word to me. We ride. And the next day, I walk past the leering, the shouting, the hollering to the back of the bus. And Mary Jo, I know her name is Mary Jo now. She moves her bag and I sit down. Every day, we never speak, just ride the bus. Then, about halfway through the year, they switch up the bus route. And instead of the last one picked up, I'm the first. So for the first time ever, I get on an empty bus. Force of habit, I go back to my old seat, and we ride. Picking people up, and you know, this is rural Michigan. Nobody's rich, but some of us are really poor. Really poor. And if you are a really poor family living in some mobile home in Michigan, in the middle of winter, there's a good chance your water pipes would freeze. Not enough insulation. And this means when you're getting ready for school, you don't have any water. No bathing. And when you're in this situation, you've got two choices. Neither of them good. You can go on to school, stinking of whatever chores you had to do around your little farm, or you could try to mask the smell under cheap perfume. And this day, Mary Jo went the perfume route, and when she got on the bus, the stink was like someone slapped you in the face. It smelled like rotting flowers pressed on top of barn filth.